Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Hi Penny, I'm late to the normals, I did some shopping. I went into the new shop on the corner, it's really good. And, oh, I got some pizzas for tonight. Do you fancy pizza? Well, I've got two different flavours so we can share. I got the chicken one that you liked before. Right, well, okay. I'm going to make some coffee. Do you want one?
No.
Do you want anything else from the kitchen while I'm out there? A biscuit or anything?
No.
Penny, are you all right? You don't seem your normal self.
My normal self? Do you even know what that means?
Yes, of course I do. What's the matter? There's obviously something wrong.
Oh, there's something wrong. I had a visitor today.
Oh?
Well, you had the visitor, actually.
Did I? Who was it?
It was Harry.
Harry? Who's Harry?
Oh, don't give me that. It's Harry, your friend from London.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know a Harry.
Well, he knows you. He came to the house to see you. He said he's been trying to contact you for ages. He said he's phoned you tons of times, but you never answer his calls. Actually, I'd say he was desperate to talk to you.
Oh, well, did you get his number?
What do you mean, did I get his number? You must have it on your phone.
Why are you getting so annoyed? What's the big deal? Okay, I haven't replied to this man Harry, who you say I know. So what? If he phones again, I'll speak to him. Okay? Happy now?
You are beyond belief. You know, I had a long chat with Harry, and it was all very, very interesting.
Oh, so what did he say?
Oh, he said tons.
Okay, so what? What did he say?
He told me how you had met, for one thing.
Oh, you're joking. Has that pig been round causing trouble? You can't believe what he says. Don't go listening to him.
Oh, so you know him now. This great friend who you met in rehab.
Okay, so we did meet there. I had problems with drugs. I'm not proud of it, but I'm clean now. Oh, think how I felt. I didn't want to tell you about that. I felt really ashamed. And it's in the past now, anyway.
But you were done for stealing. Stealing! And you did it more than once. You had to steal to feed your habit. You didn't tell me about that, did you?
Look, it's not that bad. Honestly, I'm clean now. I'll never touch the stuff again. I'm a new person. I'm never, ever going to do drugs again.
And what about work? Do you honestly work for the council?
Yes, that's true. I do work for the council.
But Harry said you had no qualifications. Absolutely none.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah, and I believe him. Okay, so what qualifications have you got? Honestly, the absolute truth.
I haven't got many.
Oh, Sarah. So how in the hell do you work for the council in the council tax department?
I don't. Well, I mean, I do. I really work for the council.
Oh, give me a break.
No, I do. But with the post. I deal with all the post.
Oh, for goodness sake. Why didn't you tell me that? There's nothing wrong with working in the post department. That's a good job. But no, you had to lie. Why weren't you up front with me? I thought we were friends.
I couldn't. I knew if you knew everything, you wouldn't have me as a lodger. And then, when I moved in, I couldn't tell you because...
What? Why couldn't you tell me then?
I don't know. I suppose I didn't want things to change. We were getting on so well. We were friends, and I didn't want that to end.
You should have told me the truth.
I know. I realise that now, and I'm sorry.
Sorry? Sarah, I don't know you. All you've done is lie to me. I don't know anything about you, and what I do know, I don't like.
Honestly, Penny, I'm so sorry. Oh, it's Harry's fault. If he just left me alone, things would have been fine. But he kept phoning me and he kept turning up. I knew that you would recognise him eventually, and now he's gone and ruined everything.
It's not Harry's fault. He told me the truth. It's you. All you've done is lie. I don't know you, Sarah. I don't know you at all. And you're right. If I had known those things about you, I would not have had you as my lodger. Just go away. I don't care where you go. Just go.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.